AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Robert Wood, says some 8,000 North Korean soldiers are now in Russia's Kursk region near Ukraine's border and are preparing to help the Kremlin fight against Ukrainian troops.
The decision to deploy North Korean soldiers would also be an inescapably clear demonstration that Russia is growing more desperate, having already suffered more than 500,000 casualties.
In a dramatic moment during a UN Security Council meeting, Wood asked for more time to add to earlier comments condemning the increasing military cooperation between Russia and North Korea. The Russian representative at the council meeting did not respond, and the session was adjourned. North Korea test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time in almost a year. Campaigning in North Carolina, Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, complimented former President Barack Obama.
What I would say for Barack Obama, but I would not say for Kamala Harris, is that he actually has beliefs and thoughts in his head for how he wants to govern the United States of America. And I hate to say that, I don't think you can say this about Kamala Harris.
In Pennsylvania, Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, says Donald Trump's tariff plans will mean higher prices.
This dude's nearly 80 years old. He damn near killed himself getting into a garbage truck. And so you would think over 80 years you would understand how a tariff works.
Latino voters are facing a barrage of targeted ads in Spanish and a new source of political messaging in the artificial intelligence age, chatbots generating unfounded claims in Spanish about voting rights. Waves of rocket fire from Lebanon hit Israel, killing 7 in the deadliest strikes since the Israeli invasion. Violence comes as U.S. diplomats are in the region to push for a ceasefire in Lebanon and in the Gaza Strip. Pressure has been building ahead of the U.S. election next week. This is AP News. A powerful typhoon has killed at least one person in Taiwan.
Typhoon Kongwei plowed into Taitung County at 114 mph with gusts of up to 140 mph. Taiwan authorities report over 200 injuries from the storm and say they're seeking to contact a pair of Czech tourists who'd been hiking in a national park. Mr. Wu, a Yinan resident, tells the EBC network, "It didn't rain heavily at first, but suddenly I heard the sound of flooding, which sounded like thunder or the sound of a train passing by." Earlier, the typhoon's eye blew about 68 miles east of the northernmost Philippines province of Batanes, a cluster of islands of around 19,000 people. The Philippines Weather Agency had warned the storm could blow off roofs and shatter windows. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.